Life Happens with Phimelo Mudine on SAFM, leading the conversation.
It really was with shock and horror when we all heard of the closing down of Ndalo Media's Destiny Man and Destiny Magazine. It really was quite painful to watch because all of us were so hopeful. In fact, when it came into the industry, everybody kept talking about how the other magazines were dying and this was a phenomena. They were doing so, so well. And it also reflected us in such a positive manner, you know, the best of what Africa is doing and what we look like and how we are making strides and achieving in business and so on. So after those tears, were people who were plotting about and behind the scenes who had other plans. We're so, so happy to introduce to you the fact that, number one, that it is now back on the shelves. And the people that have made it possible, legend Mwele. Mwele is the Bar Group CEO who has very quietly been putting together this amazing comeback. They started with another magazine, which was new to the industry, The Bar. And it's been doing really, really well. But this, I think, is really revolutionary. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, legend. And thank you for bringing back Destiny Man and Destiny Magazine.
Hello, first of all. How are you doing?
We are well. We definitely are happier for seeing this on the shelves.
Thank you so much. It's been an interesting one, I guess, you know, because of obviously how, you know, Ndalo Media ended. And, you know, whilst I have no, I guess, responsibilities and, I guess, ties towards that, you know, that was Ndalo Media. Mm. But essentially my efforts are under my company, you know, were to really extend what that team did by not actually allowing the magazine to sort of end in that way, you know. Mm. So for me, it was really my gift to the industry to really retain jobs, at best to make sure that we carry on being reflected as we were within these platforms, you know.
Mm. So I mean, you've said two things to keep jobs. Have you managed to do that?
I've kept some jobs, not all of the jobs, because, you know, part of my research, Ndalo Media was a bloated company. It had too many staff members, you know, and I think that's in this type of economy, you know, one needs to really be careful on how much they have in order to necessarily make sure that the business is actually doing well and sustainable.
So many would say, look, you know, that's one problem. But the other is, you know, magazines, publications are shutting down. Everybody's going digital. You've chosen to continue to print.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, I did a lot of research around the brands. And I think these brands, as you said yourself, were doing really well. Mm. And there was no reason for them to shut down from the narrative print is dying. Mm-hmm. I don't think print is dying. I think print is changing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the landscape is changing. And so, you know, there's more, I guess, players in the field. So digital is a new player in the field, and we must be cognizant to that. We must play to it, you know. So part of our strategy is to acknowledge that by also being a digital platform as well. So I think the biggest thing is, you know, people aren't leaving print. They are necessarily playing on two sides of the coin. So they might go to digital but not get everything. They also might go to print and not get everything. So if your platform is fully represented within those two spaces, I think you'll do well.
Yeah, no, it's not an either or, it's an and. And I think if you got that, I think you're on the right path. You've tweaked it somewhat, which is a joy for me to see, because I think, you know, the understanding of why I would buy a magazine. I think you've got that, because I want to hold on to something that I can go back to and refer back to, almost like a small Bible of sorts, and that you've kind of nailed that. You've kind of nailed that because that's what Vogue is, right? Where you are able to refer back to an old copy, and even if you've got a new edition coming through the following month, this still has so much value that I can refer back to it. I can keep it back. I can keep it in my shelves and so on.
Yeah, and that's what we've done. So, you know, the quality of the content needs to match the quality of your product, your print product.
That's,
you know,
it,
so when you feel the magazine, when you touch the magazine, you almost feel like this is an honor to have.
Yes.
And, you know, you sort of extend that by also doing that to the content.
Mm.
You know, some of our stories are not Googleable, you know. I couldn't have Googled Amanda's story, you know. I couldn't have Googled, Amanda's on the cover right now.
Yeah.
I couldn't have Googled Pepe Marais' story in the way we've told it and in the way, I guess, the magazine has encompassed, you know, a lot more than just like what you hear on Twitter and the captions. Because that's what people are referring to when they say digital, especially in our country, you know. People are saying news is quick on Twitter. People are saying news is... But really, the quality of actually having time to yourself, thinking, reading about truly South African stories, amazing South African stories that have changed the landscape of our country as well. I think it becomes, for me, an honor to do the magazine, first of all. But also, it's an honor to engage the viewer, the consumer in a way that they deserve to be engaged. You know, so back in the day, we used to think that black people, you know, or
don't read,
people don't read, and they don't understand quality. But you know, more and more, I don't know if you've seen in the last 2 months, how many books have been published, how many authors were born this year, how many people are reading, and how many people are actually rejoicing at the fact that this magazine has come back.
You've acknowledged our depth, which is really wonderful, because I think it's when you know what people are in need of that you'll be able to crack it. And this, I think, for me, you've done it so well. I was thrilled to see that we've got advertisers, you know, first page, and I thought, yay, you've got it.
Exactly. And, you know, everyone said, look, we did struggle a bit because, you know how the magazine ended. People weren't sure if it was really coming back. I also delayed the...
sales.
You know, and I basically just didn't want to. I was doing a lot of work behind the scenes in order to engage, I guess, the previously disadvantaged employees of Ndalo Media. So I essentially, you know, was engaging some of them in conversations, and because these are peers, you know, I'm in the industry as well. Whilst I own properties, it doesn't make me more than or less than. I need to engage these people. They were affected. And I needed to restore some sort of hope in saying that if I'm bringing these back, I'm engaging you guys and I want us to engage further. I may engage a small pool, but I'm hoping for it to grow. I'm also just as scared because, you know, research can only go so far, you know. So whilst they say, yeah, print is dying or print is not dying, it's changing, I'm caught in between the two. And I'm going, is it really dying? Is it not? So when we started engaging with advertisers, you know, some jumped at it. And some were wary. Some were very like, have you done your, you know, your due diligence? Have you spoken to the staff? And we really had. And I think, you know, as you see, there are advertisers and they are more than happy. In fact, we're working on our issue, second issue. And, you know, it's filled with advertisers. So there's a lot of opportunity still in print.
I mean, I've seen the bar. I just, every time the bar comes out, I am literally jumping up and down because you surpass yourselves every single time. So my question would have been, why bother? You know, why was it important for you to do this for us? Why was it important for you to you know, to honor the loss, because I think that's what it was.
Yeah, I mean, if my contributions to, I guess, my company and my country are really to make sure that we are a better place and a better people. So when Destiny, you know, shut down, a part of me was really scared and a part of me wasn't happy, you know. Yes, I was doing the bar and I was doing it really well, but I genuinely just felt like, but my my ability to do this comes from this magazine that's just shut down.
Mm.
So I need to be able to make sure that that becomes a hero, as it was for me, for someone else.
Mm.
You know, I used to walk from school, and on my way home, there was this shopping center. There was a local CNA that I used to go past, and I used to actually save up to buy Destiny.
Mm.
I used to save up to buy that content and to cut out little pictures from it to make little vision boards. You know, for me to get here was because of Destiny. So I can imagine how many other people really depended on this magazine. You know that information in our country isn't for free. It isn't available as easy as it should be. And so when a magazine like that dies, a lot dies. It's not just a magazine.
Absolutely.
You know?
All right, so we are in conversation with the owners of the new Destiny magazine. This is the group CEO of The Bar, legend Mangwele, and he's in conversation with me until 3 o'clock. Pick up a call. Everybody, Destiny is back. And this is a moment to celebrate. I think many of us were heartbroken in the media spaces about what does this mean and how did we allow this to happen. It's back now, and there is a person with a halo here who's made it all possible. And I'll take your calls if you want to comment on this one on 0891 104 207. Legend Mangwele is my guest, and he is the group CEO of The Bar, and they've just acquired Destiny Man and Destiny Magazine in print as well. So if you haven't come across it, go out to your local outlet and see if you can get yourself a copy. It's hefty, it's dense, it is insightful, it's clever, it's really, really clever. It's black. Okay, and it's a keeper. It's not the kind of thing that I would throw away immediately. I would sort of hang on to it for a while and hold on to it until, I suppose, a paper wears thin, that kind of thing. But it really honors us in a wonderful, wonderful way. And it's been brought back to life. And as I was saying to Legend before we went to the ad break, why was it so important for us to bring this back? And he's answered the question by saying, because it benefits others that are coming behind us. I want to know how we can best honor this icon. Of course, we need to go out and buy it. But how do you think, Legend, we can best honor the work that the media industry is doing? And I'm alluding to you touching on how we engage with content.
Yeah. So, you know, for me, it is all about engagement. We cannot ignore that. Really, I have a thing that I always say, that the media is our fourth government, you know, after the banks, after mining. We really are, you know, a force as well. We communicate the country's current ills, the country's issues. We communicate where society is as we know it, as it stands at the moment, you know. So without media, there is no knowing, you know. And I think without media, there's no education around certain issues.
Mm.
Content is something that you have to engage with. Content is something that you have to guard with your life.
Mm.
We know leading countries like America, Europe, and the likes are essentially leading countries because their media is intact. You know, there's no failing company in the media space when it comes to a well-run country. So I always say, you know, for me, media is essential to any type of business. Content is essential to any type of business. You know, content is on the rise. The only time a company will change is if it changes and communicates through its content.
Mm.
You know, so I think everyone should be engaging. That's how you honor content. That's how you honor media. If we're not hitting the spot, you guys need to be saying, maybe look this way.
Mm.
You know, we're not building this magazine from our own perspective. We're looking for insights everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We're engaging with, you know, some really, really amazing people around the business world. We're engaging a lot of people that are, I guess, interested in making sure that this brand comes alive. I'm engaging on Twitter quite a lot. You know, I tweeted the other day and I was like, I just want to know, like, of businesses that are, you know, not necessarily celebrated or in the... And I've received over 500 responses just on people who have amazing businesses that are doing really well there, And they're not your normal, I run a law firm or I run a... These are actually creative businesses, new businesses that the country can essentially thrive from. And if we know about these businesses, we can really rally behind them. You know, but how do we know about these businesses? We know about these businesses through platforms like Destiny and Destiny Man. You know, so I think us engaging on all platforms and being malleable to the times. So we can't be stuck in our way. Print was done in a certain way a long time ago. Print needs to adapt and change. And that's really where I think we begin to celebrate content and this platform.
Really wonderful talking to you. Congratulations one more time. I'm really looking forward to this journey that you've just taken on. And really thank you one more time for bringing this back to us. We really honor that because it did feel like a loss. And I think you've honored us in a formidable way. Thank you very much, Legend, for talking to us this afternoon.
Thank you to you and your listeners. I really appreciate this platform.
Legend Mangwele, who is the Bar Group CEO, the guys that have taken back Destiny Man and Destiny Magazines, is on the shelf. It's not cheap, but goodness, it's great quality. I've just gone through it and I'm not done yet. It's dense, as I said. It's very clever. It's very thoughtful. It's beautiful. It's really, really beautifully put together. And so my plea to you is that let's support this. Let's support this with everything that we have. It was very sad seeing it go. And so it's back now. Let's breathe new life into it.